Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Football season is almost here.
Rodgers rolling in the zone! Touchdown!
Fan insider Mike Clemens reports from Green Bay all training camp long. Presented by Chili's 3 for $10 deal and the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center, Green Bay. Your home for the best Packers coverage is Sport Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Go.
How many audibles did you call that?
So many, John. So many. 30 probably. That's a good number.
Were they successful?
29 of them. Yeah, one bad one.
That's Aaron Rodgers at his locker after Packers practice today. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. That guy has got jokes. Good. He's got jokes. Let's see if he's got wins for the Packers. Joining us now with a look at Packers camp day number two of practice, we bring in our man, brought to you by Chili's. Stop in at Chili's today for the 3 for $10 deal. Starter, entree, and a drink for just 10 bucks at Chili's. Training camp accommodations provided by the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center in Green Bay, featuring newly renovated guest rooms. Mike Clemens, our green and gold reporter, joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Mike, so Aaron Rodgers has got jokes. That means camp's going well, right?
Well, you know, it's just, and I even told him, I said, now, do you realize that every time Matt LaFleur gets within 5 feet of you, 100 cameras go off, because that's the picture they want. They want to frame you and LaFleur out there with the walking boot, you know, and are they smiling? Are they frowning? You know, that's the story that they're going to make out of it. And people are getting on planes and flying here to Green Bay to cover that story, because really it's, they think that the Packers camp and can Matt LaFleur turn around Aaron Rodgers' career is one of the top two or three stories as the NFL training camp season kicks off. But, you know, he rolls his eyes, and he's not going to promise a Super Bowl right now. He's being Aaron Rodgers. He's saying, I've never been in a game with this guy, so I'm going to do the best I can. Nice guy, smart man. And the other thing that I found really interesting was this, is in that interview he did a couple weeks ago in Lake Tahoe, he didn't talk about the Rams and Sean McVay, and people were talking about the Rams offense here last year, and he did drop a line like, yeah, that would be kind of fun to run someday before McCarthy got fired. Yep. When they had to face him. But he talked about that game against the 49ers that they played here at Lambeau Field with a backup quarterback, and the 49ers darn near beat the Packers. They put up like 30 points that day. And Rodgers said, we were watching on the sidelines the 49ers offense and said to ourselves, you know, man, look at the stuff that they're doing over there. And they're giving our defense some fits. And wouldn't that be nice to have? And so I talked to Aaron Jones about that today, the running back who is running with the ones, who's running out in the flats. They're throwing a lot of passes to him. He definitely seems to be ahead of Jamal Williams at running back. And I said, you know, how much does that help that Matt LaFleur is playing tape from these other teams from around the league? And which tapes are you guys looking at? Here's Aaron Jones.
Oh, definitely. A lot of explosive plays pop out on tape when we watch him. And we feel like we got weapons just as those teams have, so we're definitely excited. Atlanta, San Francisco, Tennessee, in L.A. Well, the Rams. It's two L.A. teams.
So when he says that, he's saying, we're looking at a lot, not so much the Sean McVay tape, the Kyle Shanahan tape from the days at the Falcons when we went to the Super Bowl and almost beat the Patriots, and Matt Ryan was MVP and Matt LaFleur was his quarterback coach, and the stuff that the 49ers are running now under Kyle Shanahan.
I like that comparison, Mike, because if you're Aaron Jones, Pro Football Focus a couple of days ago ranked him as the seventh best running back in football before you're coming into the 2019 season, you're looking at some of those big-time offenses and the ones that he pointed to. You look at Atlanta, can he be Devontae Freeman, and then you have a Tevin Coleman? Or if you're out in San Francisco, can he be Matt Breida, and then you have another power back? There's always these two-man tandems because look around the league. All of the top running backs in football have a compliment to him because people want to knock Aaron Jones for his weight and his durability. You need multiple running backs. This system plays with multiple running backs for you to go through a full season. That's why I'm not necessarily worried about Aaron Jones and his weight going into this year.
Excellent point, Bill. Great comparisons. And as a matter of fact, it was Aaron Rodgers who tipped off and said, have you seen Aaron Jones, the running back? I mean, the guy looks a little bit more, you know, muscular, a little more beefed up. And so I talked to Aaron Jones about that today at his locker, and he says he's still 208, but listen about the changing of his body and his diet and the body fat reduction.
I'm about the same weight, but my body fat went down from OTAs. This is the last time I tested it. The year before it was at 11, and it went down to 5.
I mean, that's dramatic.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, that's a huge difference. And to try and reduce body fat like that is a big deal.
That's big time.
But because, again, you're resculpting your body. So, yeah, while you may not be lighter, you moved around the good weight and the bad weight, essentially. Got rid of the bad weight and made all that good weight. That's a big deal. I don't know if it helps him stay any healthier, Clemens, but it's definitely a positive.
Yeah. And then they added another running back today, too. This Corey Grant has played with the Jaguars. He worked with Nathaniel Hackett, your current offensive coordinator. Matt LaFleur said, I know the guy is fast. There was one report that this guy once ran a 40, like a 4.19. Somebody, you know, timed him in Auburn.
Yeah.
You know, he's 27 years old now. Claims he could still, you know, run that today. But, you know, Gutekunst knew that he was a speedy back out of the backfield, used at times as a third stringer in the Jaguars, usually pretty good running game. And so they're excited to see what he can do in camp, and they'll have the pads on this way. And actually, he was in Green Bay actually having surgery about 8 or 9 months ago, and it might have been a time before where the Packers had some contact with him.
Mike, I think it's interesting in this camp to see what kind of new drills you're seeing these guys go through in the individual periods. The one thing that I know about the outside zone concept and the zone blocking scheme in general, it's based off all tandem blocking schemes. So these tight ends are going to be working a lot with the offensive tackles. Guards and centers will be split off in there and working the movements up. Just all footwork, but that's stuff that you really can get a lot of good fundamental work on here without the pads.
Yeah, and there was a lot of conversation even during the OTAs and the mini camps with, like, Luke Butkus, the backup or the assistant offensive line coach. And you saw Bakhtiari and Bulaga, you know, questioning and saying, well, okay, now if you do this, though, if this is our aiming point with the guard and the tackle, if this is where we're supposed to push this defensive end.
Chip between Aaron Rodgers and new head coach Matt LaFleur, they both said it's...
I don't know what that was. That he said, you know, the running backs, they're going to take a different path, right? So the running backs have a different path. They have to, and there still has to be a lot of communication with that. Well, LaFleur said, we really don't know where we are with our running game until we put on the pads this weekend. But Bulaga says that, you know, it's an open dialogue. It's a work in progress. It's a big change, and the way they're teaching it is different than they would have under McCarthy. But, you know, it's going to definitely have a different look. Speaking of the running game today, remember the jet sweep that Paul Chris would run with the Badgers a couple of years ago in the Big Ten championship? They ran that a couple of times. They ran a jet sweep today with Ty Davis, the number 11, you know, the punt returner, Trevor Davis, with the great speed and all that. It looked great. And Jimmy Graham actually threw a block for him. How about that?
Yeah. Hey, you're going to need – you need production from unlikely blocking sources, right, Mike? That's going to be – Jimmy Graham and Jay Sternberger are going to have a lot more fun blocking in this offense, I can think.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, too. LaFleur is in Jimmy Graham's face all the time. He's always talking to him. LaFleur has never lost it. You can tell that he's intense, and he's talking to his assistant coaches about fix this. I haven't seen him mad yet, but he's intense. Okay, and he's focused.
Oh, Mike's waiting for it.
But he spends a lot of time with Jimmy Graham face-to-face talking about something, man, making a lot of corrections, it looks like.
That is awesome stuff. Mike, appreciate it, man. Have a lot of fun tomorrow when those pads start cracking. Once those pads get on, let me know how the big boys do on the one-on-ones. I cannot wait for that. I'm going to come up and see what's going on with those one-on-ones when we get the Houston Texans up here because, Mike, you know as well as I do, those one-on-ones, once you see a different jersey, the fisticuffs can start flying a little bit more regularly.
Oh, and Rashawn Gary is talking about he's looking forward to meeting J.J. Watt, a guy that he's watched on tape. One other thing we learned about LaFleur today is that there was a steady rain, and when I was walking up to the practice field, I thought, I'll go in the Hudson Center, right? Because the first sign of rain around here in years past, you know, if that grass was going to be slippery, McCarthy and Ted Thompson would get those players immediately inside and get them on the AstroTurf. We don't run our precious players out on the slippery. And so Ryan Wood asked LaFleur after practice, did you consider going inside? He goes, are you kidding? That was like, it wasn't rain. That was like a light drizzle. And he said, no. Unless I see lightning, we're going in, we're practicing outdoors. We play in Green Bay. Next question. Awesome.
That's awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. Mike, appreciate it, man.
It's going to be so awesome for those reporters as it's downpouring for an hour and y'all are standing out there.
They don't care Mike's about tough. Us, in case you didn't know.
No, I know they don't. I'm just saying, at least with McCarthy, you didn't have to sit there through it all. I can't wait till it starts snowing out. I'm assuming he's going to keep him out in the snow then, too?
Hey, that's a good question. I'll ask him tomorrow.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Michael. Talk to you next week.
See you, boys.
That's Mike Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our green and gold reporter, brought to you by Chili's here on the Wendy's Big Show. He joined us, as all our guests do, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.